So new guideline adapted by ASCO and CAP states that if the ratio is between 1.8 to 2.2, they will be essentially regarded as kind of equivocal cases, and they should be tested again or backed up by immunohistochemistry data. It essentially recommends very strict quality control for the labs that conducts testing for the HER2.
Does it sort of come down to volume, or is it sort of beyond that?
Beyond that, a volume plus actually a demonstration of the concordance between immunohistochemistry and FISH.
Any guess about what fraction of breast cancer patients are getting HER2 done correctly in this country?
I think the situation has improved since we published that paper at JNCI, and there has been a lot of effort by CAP and ASCO and NCCN to improve the situation. There has been a worldwide effort to improve the quality of the HER2 assays. Overall, I think it's gotten much better.